Ruthless, dangerous, and barbaric. Those are some of the words that have been used to describe the world of mixed martial arts, also known as MMA. But Jordan Damon likes to look at the sport in a different light.
It's beautiful. It's very technical and very athletic.
Damon is one of the top amateur fighters in North America. He is also an instructor at the Tai Chi Martial Arts Center in Liverpool. 27-year-old Joshua Planty, a student at Tai Chi, loves the uniqueness of the sport.
It's different than any other martial arts, I guess. I'm not really into karate or kickboxing. I'm more, it's a mix of everything. The ground, standing up, wrestling.
However, unlike the other styles of martial arts, MMA receives the most public scrutiny. America's most popular MMA league, the Ultimate Fighting Championship, also known as the UFC, has failed to gain any mainstream acceptance. All the other major sports networks have shied away from televising UFC events because they believe it is too dangerous. But Tai Chi student Matt Zakaria says that line of thinking is ridiculous.
They don't know what the hell's going on. Those people are uneducated. They're ignorant. Those people should... I should learn more about it.
The 23-year-old also doesn't understand how some of those same networks air other violent sports.
Boxing is a lot more barbaric. There's been one death in mixed martial arts in the past 10 years, and that was in Ukraine. It wasn't even in the United States or Japan or Brazil, where the sport's been over 100 years.
When the UFC was founded in 1993, there were no rules, no gloves, no weight or time limits. It became known as a no-holds-barred bloodbath. But after U.S. Senator John McCain went on a crusade to have the UFC banned in the United States several years ago, the UFC decided to change its ways. It now features specific weight classes, time limits, and rules to protect the fighters, such as no blows below the belt. But the Oswego native Zakaria says Senator McCain will never understand what MMA is all about.
He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. All he does is see like one fight back in UFC, like one or two, when they didn't have gloves, didn't have, the only rules were no biting, no eye gouging. And just from there, I think he's just trying to get press from all the uptight people.
On the other hand, Ken Cronenberg, the owner of Tai Chi and one of the top fighters in North America, sympathizes with McCain.
I can understand that. You know, if I didn't know really much about it, just lucky to just see two guys, you know, beating each other up with fingerless gloves. I mean, I would think the same thing.
Cronenberg will travel to Sao Paulo, Brazil in 2 weeks to compete in the Abu Dhabi tournament, one of the top MMA events held each year. But above all that, he simply loves everything the sport has to offer.
It's everything, the competition, the, you know, camaraderie with the guys. It's like chess, but it's just, you know, more, you don't lose your king if you make a mistake. There's bigger circumstances.
22-year-old Amanda Ricard practices MMA for a different reason.
I just do it to stay in shape and for fun.
9-year-old Alec Kearns of Camillus uses the lessons learned at Tai Chi in the real world.
You can know that nobody in school, if they pick on you or try to start a fight, you know that you can beat them.
And while you probably won't see any MMA results in tomorrow's paper, Tai Chi instructor Jordan Damon believes the MMA secret will soon get out.
The money's not there, and it's still a young sport. And once they see what kind of crowd it can draw and what kind of money they can make, they'll change their mind.
But until that day comes, the Tai Chi students will continue training like they've always have, simply for the love of the sport. This is Ariel Helwani, NCC News.